This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. I am actually going to jump into this episode. I have been getting a lot of people contacting me about cheating and what is cheating behind closed doors. Does it have to do with demonic possession, or is somebody cheating just because they're assholes and they want to cheat? So I'm going to do this episode with my husband, which I think is perfect because not only will you guys get a woman's point of view on cheating, but also a man's point of view for all those men that are listening and watching my shows.
Hey, everybody.
So here's my husband, Donnie. We talked about this and I was thinking about, you know, what makes you want to cheat? And you know, of course, a lot of people use like, oh, I'm not happy or I'm bored with this relationship. Well, if you're not happy and you're bored, you could just leave, right?
Mm-hmm. Not only that, like, how do you marry somebody and then, or devote? See, that's what people don't understand. Marriage is a commitment. And when you make a commitment, it's not just a commitment to that person. It's a commitment to God, too. So you're vowing that you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person. And you're making that promise not only to your significant other, but to God. And to break that, you know, it's a big thing. So do I think demonic attachments play on that? Yeah, absolutely. I think that does happen. But I think the most part of cheaters are just cheaters.
Exactly. So, you know, we don't like cheaters, especially homewreckers. If you guys go back to my channel on YouTube, Monica Spirit Queen, we did bust a cheater. Some lady contacted me and she said she wanted me to put a love spell on her ex-boyfriend who was with somebody at that time. I don't know if they're still together. This was a couple months ago. But apparently this man was with another female and they were expecting their first child together. So basically, she was a homewrecker and I decided to do an episode, a video on it and post it on my channel because I wanted to show you guys the difference between an actual cheater who is very greedy and selfish and then those who are possessed by demonic entities or even black magic spells are the influence when it comes to cheating.
Yep, and there are black influence spells just like she wanted you to do.
Black magic.
Black magic, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, anything that has to do with black magic. It doesn't matter if it's...
What people don't know about that lady is she offered you a lot of money. And she actually tried to send you the money and you rejected the money coming through. So this should tell you a little bit about Monica and who she is. There are cases that she just won't pick up no matter how much money you want to give her. She's not going to hurt somebody for you. She's not going to cause disruption of a family. That's something that's sacred to us.
Right. We do have a family together. We've been married for almost 15 years this year. And been together 17. And, you know...
Three kids.
And we understand and know the difference between somebody that's being influenced with black magic spell or somebody that's just a selfish brat. And, you know, it's not all women. I'm not targeting women only. There are a lot of men out there, too, that are homewreckers. And they don't care. Like, they'll cheat on married women. They'll cheat with... girls that are, and I'm saying girls because, You know, anyone that's younger than 25, I think, is still a child and has a lot of growing up to do. So, you know, a lot of these 40, 50-year-old men will go after girls that are in their early 20s, and I think that's disgusting. I mean, age doesn't matter if you guys are both single and you guys are actually in love and not using each other for money or materialistic stuff. But when it comes to already be taken and then somebody, you know, butts their nose into your business, I don't like that at all.
One thing I have noticed that when it's demonic cases for you or people that have called you, I've noticed that most of the time, if it's just a cheater, they don't feel guilty, or they actually feel guilty, excuse me. They feel like they're running amok. They're trying to hide behind things. They're you know, sneaking in to make a phone call. They're sneaking on their email.
Text messages.
But the ones that have been demonic possessions that I know that you've dealt with, that I've heard, I've noticed one thing in common every time. It's almost like the guy doesn't know he's even doing it. There's always some kind of evidence left for them, like too open evidence.
Like, they're like bluntly doing it.
Bluntly doing it out in the open. So if there's things that are out in the open and he's bluntly doing it and he doesn't have any guilt or any shame, and there's also no fighting and everything's the same between you two, that's usually demonic possession that I've come to experience just through your cases.
Right. I mean, they don't even realize they're cheating. They don't realize what they're doing is not right, and they're just bluntly doing it, leaving evidence behind. And then I have people contacting me wanting me to look into it to see if they're cheating or not. And once I find out, yes, they are cheating, not in every case, you know, sometimes.
There's a lot of times I've heard you tell them no, straight tell them no, they're not.
Right. Sometimes the mind can play games with you and mess you up. But then there are those times when they're bluntly doing it out in the open. There's evidence left behind. And then my clients contact me scratching their heads like, why would somebody do this? Or why would he or she do this to me knowing that they're going to get caught? And a lot of times that's when we realize together when I'm doing the reading, yes, he is cheating or she is cheating, except that they don't even realize what they're doing because they're under the influence of some kind of black magic spell or even a demonic attachment.
And that can be fixed. You can fix that. You can work through that, and it can be changed.
That can definitely be fixed.
But a cheater can't be fixed. I'm sorry. Once you cheat, you break a barrier, you break a wall of trust, and that's something that, you know, is always there. And that's something that if you're not strong with in the beginning of your relationship, you're never going to be able to be strong with. So,
right. I mean, you know, I know you guys are going to come back and ask, and, you know, can mistakes happen? Yeah, they can.
Sure.
But you can't keep making the same mistake over and over again thinking that it's going to be forgiven.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, if you learn from your mistakes, that's fine. But if you don't, you're just a dog and you need to not be with somebody serious. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's so many people get busted cheating. And I think that we live in a society and a generation these days where
they make it acceptable.
Yeah.
TV shows, YouTube show, everything. It's always about, you know, sneaking out and doing something bad or sexual intercourse, but always with someone besides your partner. And, you know, I think that the way we base things, I mean, just Vegas. What do you guys think about when you come to Vegas? Gambling and that there's legal hookers here. And that's one of the reasons that they're here is so they can pull you into this demonic city.
And what happens in Vegas does not stay in Vegas.
They blast it everywhere.
Yeah, don't fall for that shit. Nothing happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It follows you home.
Yep. And I actually know people that go onto the strip and record tourists just to put it up on there to show people what they've been doing. So, and I've seen some crazy things. I have a friend that works in a bar, and that's what he does is he films the tourists that come in there and then, you know, puts it on his channel. And these people get in trouble for a lot of things.
So, yeah, you get busted.
You'd be amazed at how many people cheat on a daily basis. It's really sad. And it just makes me think, like, where that commitment went, or why are you in a relationship to begin with? Why not just be in an open relationship? Why not say, hey, you know what? I'm a pig, and I like to be with five or six different people at once, and I don't have a commitment. You know, I have issues for commitment. at least be honest with yourself and the other person you're being with. In our case, I mean, look, we have kids. So it wouldn't just affect me. It wouldn't just affect you. It would affect our kids. And most of your clients that come into this situation have kids. So it's really sad.
Yeah. A lot of my clients have a family, and the husband or the wife or the girlfriend or the fiance, whatever, boyfriend, they will contact me. And they would, you know, talk to me about it. And it leads to other things. It's not just cheating. It's the commitment and the relationship with your kids. Like, you break that bond and that, that trust with your kids.
Yep.
And
then you're setting them into a cycle, a pattern to do the same thing you did because they watch you. They're a sponge.
Yeah, they, you know, what kind of example are you teaching your kids? It's okay to cheat. It's okay to
lie.
It's okay to be disgusting and pathetic and hurt someone else and be selfish. It's just, it's ridiculous. And that's something that we don't accept. And that's something that we look back and we're just like, okay, now what? I mean, I've gotten a lot of emails.
A lot.
And those of you listening right now, I'm sure are a couple of them, or at least a handful, that watch my shows and my channel and listen to my podcast, are the same ones that have sent me messages, emails, begging me to do black magic spell to put a love spell. I've already told you guys this a billion times. Do not contact me to put a love spell on somebody. I can do that. I know how to do that, but I refuse to do that because, number one, I'm not a homewrecker, which is going to put me in that category, and I'm not one. And number two, I will never, ever, ever help you out if you want to break up either your family or someone else's family or your relationship or someone else. It doesn't always have to be a kid involved in it, but just the fact that you have a relationship with somebody, or the other person has a relationship with somebody, and you want to break that. It is disgusting. It is pathetic. And I think it's a fucking circus act.
And I think what a lot of people don't realize about you, because you juggle, but something I do want to say is you're a Christian. You believe in God. You also believe in hell. We know both exist. But we are Christians. We, you know, we bow to God. We pray to God. We know that Jesus died for our sins. But we also know that there's a dark world. What people get mixed up is I think they think you're Satan or satanic. And because you're able to dabble on both sides and know of it, they see that. But that's not true. All you have to do is open your mind. Obviously, if you believe in heaven, you have to believe in hell. If you believe in hell, you have to believe in heaven. It's up to you what way you want to go.
Exactly. I mean, I could go dark if I want to, but only on those who deserve it. But I refuse to do dark work. In fact, I do the complete opposite. Yes, you're right.
You break stuff.
I break black magic spells. I get rid of demonic attachments. I bring families and couples and
no
people close together.
No matter how anybody wants to see it, it's a work of God. A lot of people say, oh, you can't be for God because you're doing this and you're talking to ghosts and you're doing... It doesn't matter. We're doing God's work by helping people, by doing positive things, not negative things.
Exactly. Definitely. Do I dabble with black magic? I do. And the reason why I dabble with black magic is to break black magic.
Yeah, but not exactly.
Sometimes you have to do black magic in order to break black magic. But I will never use black magic. And that's another thing. It love spells and attraction spells.
Actually, sum
you
up demons.
Have to do black magic.
And they sum up actual demons.
Yeah, you have to summon up a demonic entity. And that demonic entity now works for you to break up this couple or even to make somebody fall in love with you. And now, or even lust. Some people don't even want love. They want lust. Like, they just want that person to sleep with them and pay attention to them. But then again, it's not that only person that's in that person's life. There's multiple people in that one person's life because they're just greedy and selfish and they just want more.
Right.
When it comes to these black magic spells, you guys need to understand that no matter what kind of a spell you want to put on somebody, you have to do black magic 90% of the time. And 100% of the time, I break that black magic to free somebody from being under that ridiculous spell.
Yep, I agree.
So, you know, you guys need to understand, you know, our point that, number one, cheating is wrong. And number two, do not contact me when it comes to putting a love spell or even a lust spell on somebody. I mean, you really must bump your head really hard if you think I'm going to help you with that.
Unless that spell's already been put on you or your significant other and you're calling her to help you break that spell. That's something different. But to call her and ask her to do a spell or to do a satanic spell on anybody for no amount of money, she's never going to do it. I've watched it a million times. So, and another thing that I don't think people realize that I really want to strike home is I don't think people realize what you charge and what you actually do. 90% of the time, if not 100% of the time, and I know, trust me, I know, you spend more money than what they paid you to fix the problem. You always do. You always have done that.
I do. And then we have some of the crybabies. Oh, well, I don't have the money. Well, if you don't have the money, I'm sorry. Yeah. Nobody works for free, so don't even bother.
Well, you already kind of do because you put so much of that. I mean, you should be putting something away for yourself, but you don't. Everything goes to this business. Everything goes to getting your clients taken care of. And that's why the clients you do take care of keep always coming back. And they know you're legit and they know you're real. And that's what divides you from the others.
On that topic, you know, not a lot, but some here and there do try to take my kindness for a weakness. I am a very nice person, and I do treat everybody the same with respect. But let me just put this out there for everybody. I don't do favors individually for any of my clients. So don't contact me asking me for a discount because I'm already charging a lot cheaper than the fake ones do out there, and they don't help you at all. In fact, they make matters worse for you, number one. And number two, I don't work for free, so I'm not going to do anything for free for you guys. And number three, don't ask me for favors. I don't, and I'm bluntly saying this to everybody, I don't have a favorite client versus everybody else. I treat everybody the same. Yep. I treat everybody respectfully, equally. So if you guys come to me thinking that, oh, Monica, don't tell the rest of the world what I'm asking you to do for me, my answer is going to be no. So don't even waste my time. Don't even waste your breath on it. Now, going back to cheating, I want to know, I want you guys to comment and let me know what you guys think of cheaters, if you guys have been cheated on. If you feel like your significant other might be under some kind of a black magic spell.
Or even years ago, and now you're now listening to this podcast, you're like, you know what? I wonder if this is what happened. Or, you know, it's always a possibility to look back at.
Right. I mean, if something, you know, has been going on for a while, or even it did happen a couple of years ago, or whatever the case is, contact me. I'll be happy to book you in for a reading. And then we'll get started on it. I'll let you know, yes, this person is cheating on you. You know, if there's another energy that's intercepting in your relationship, if there's somebody else that is a third wheel and doesn't belong in your relationship and trying to break you guys up, it could be a coworker, it could be a neighbor, it could be a family member, it could be a best friend. We've seen all kinds of cases. We've heard about all kinds of cases. Your best friend that you least expect could be doing that. I mean, for example, real quick, I had a best friend. I'm not going to say any names. I had a best friend years ago in the beginning of our relationship. We had just gotten married. We didn't have any kids at the time.
I don't even think we were married yet.
No, we had just gotten married. That's when we went to Lancaster. We had just gotten married and we didn't have any kids.
Oh yeah, that's an apartment in Lancaster.
Right. And
you went to visit your dad for the weekend.
Yeah, I went to visit my family for the weekend. And one of these girls that I went to school with and grew up with
knew that you were
and graduated school with together. Ended up,
we had seen her a week prior, actually. Let me just start this story for you. A week prior, we had seen her. And we gave her a ride or something somewhere. And then after that, my wife's parents grew up in the city of Glendale, so it's a close community. So when she came down there to Glendale, they knew she was there.
Yeah, everybody knew I was down there. It was my cousin's wedding. And my husband couldn't make it because he had to work. So it was just me, myself, and I. I went down there. And Lancaster is about, what, like over an hour and a half away from Glendale?
Yeah, about 45 minutes, an hour.
Depending on traffic.
Yeah.
So, you know, I ended up going down to my cousin's wedding that weekend. And like my husband said, a week before that, we, you know, we ran into my friend. We hung out, whatever. And then she knew.
You had given her our home phone.
Yeah, I gave her my new home phone number. I mean, she had my cell phone number, but I gave her my home number as well that has, like, you know, the answering service or machine or whatever.
Back 15 years ago, there was things called answering machines.
Yeah. 15 years ago, there's something called a home phone that nobody has anymore.
A big box.
We don't even have a home phone anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just cell phones and business phones. But yeah, you know, she knew. We had that talk and, you know, hey, what's going on? What are your plans? Whatever. You know how it is with friends. And I let her know. I said, that weekend I'm coming down. You know, we're going to, I have a wedding to go to and all this stuff. Well, come to find out, that weekend, her and I had planned to go out for coffee, to go out to lunch and hang out because I hadn't seen her in a long time. What, years before that?
Prior to a senior that
you week, know, when yep. you guys graduate from high school, everybody just splits. So it was nice to be able to catch up with her and all this stuff. Well, come to find out, my husband called me when I was at my parents' and he said, why is your friend calling the house and leaving voicemails or messages to me? And I about just lost it. I was like, who? What? And yeah, and he played the messages and her messages were, oh, I know Monica's out of town, but
I thought you'd want to hang out. Maybe I could come up there and pick you up and we could do something. And just weird way out shit. Like, I contacted you immediately.
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think my husband's going to do? Like, you have to be really stupid from another planet to think that my husband's just going to be like, okay, well, there's this pretty girl that's contacting me and my wife is out of town. And so maybe I could just go hang out with her. No, it doesn't work that way.
I'm a very loyal person.
Exactly.
That's the way I was raised. That's the way I was brought up. My dad did dishes. My dad, you know, swept the floor and helped my mom with the house. There was not like, I'm the man and you're the woman and you do. No, it was a coercive thing and you guys are a team and you guys work as a team and that's how you better yourself.
You know, I've had people tell me, oh, well, your husband's such a good looking man. Why are you like, how do you dare put him on your channel for everybody else to see it? And I said, I don't trust bitches, but I trust my husband. And again, with this bitch, you know, trying to go behind my back to hook up with my husband. Let's just say I ended up in her house within minutes after he told me. I got in my car and I drove straight to her house and it did not end very well with her.
Nope. I remember that.
Yeah.
And that was like 15 years ago, and I still remember that like it was yesterday.
So, you know, you want to fuck around with my husband, you better run for the hills. In fact, you better run for the fucking mountains. No matter what, I'm going to find
family.
You.
Yeah.
And I've had family members that did try to get with you as well.
Yep, you sure have.
And my husband tells me everything. I mean, you know, and that's how it should be in a relationship. Like, you know, my husband.
And here's another way just to explain it. She would have never known. I got a text message from one of her family members that was trying to hook up with me. And I took my phone straight to her and handed it to her and said, hey, you need to see this.
Yep. So there are home wreckers within your own family that you guys need to watch out for. But, you know, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand how people think they're just going to get away with it. Like, I'm thinking they assume just because they're a homewrecker that everybody else is a homewrecker as well.
Or they don't care. They have no values. That's the problem is people don't have values nowadays. They don't care. They could care less how you feel. They could care less how your partner feels. They could really care less how your children feel. All they care about is how their wheelie feels. You know what I mean?
Their wheelie.
Yeah, their wheelie.
Their wheelie feels.
Their wheelie.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, anybody that, you know, compliments are okay. Compliments to a point, to a limit, are okay. I mean, there's a lot of people that compliment my eyes and how pretty I am and this and that.
Compliments
but,
are
like,
fine.
You keep it to a minimum and keep it to a level. It's the ones that cross the boundaries. when my claws come out. I mean, I've had people say, oh, you know, your husband's a really good looking man. And I said, oh, thank you. You know, yeah, that he's my husband. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment. But if you go overboard and you test my limits or my husband's limits, not only is my husband going to attack you, I'm going to attack you on top of that. And when I attack you, I come with full force with demons, and it's not very pretty.
I'm curious to ask this too of your viewers. How many of you guys have been in a situation where you've been cheated on and it happened to be a family member or a very, very close friend of yours?
Yeah, I want to know that too.
Yeah. I want to see what the statistics are.
I want to know. I want you guys to comment and let me know. Let us know. How many of you guys have had a homewrecker within the same family or close circle of friends?
Yep.
I bet we're going to get a lot.
I bet so too.
I think we're going to get a lot. And it's really sad. You know, it's really sad. Nobody deserves that. And, you know, like I said, sometimes people do make mistakes, but they learn from it. And those who don't are literally the homewreckers and the scum of the earth. And I think they're worse than, I don't know.
They're the worst of the worst, that's for sure.
Like,
they're
worse than what, though? Like, what can we compare it to?
I mean, they're the bottom feeders. They're the worst of the worst. They're just... Yeah, I mean, they're
pathetic.
They're Satanists. They're satanic. They're not loving of God.
You know, I've met a lot of Satanists, and I think they bypass the Satanist.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and I'm taking it upon myself, like, if one woman even looks at my husband in a way where I don't like it, just the look, I will make sure I spin their heads all the way around and shove it up their asses. Like, that's not cool. You don't disrespect a married man. And there's been many times when my husband went out. He has a wedding ring on.
Oh, tell her about the time. Tell him about the time. Okay, so one time I went to this gas station, and this girl kept asking me for my phone number. And this is, again, a long time ago. But she asked me for my phone number like three different times, and I told her, I don't mess around. I'm you know, I'm married and stuff. And she laughed at me, and she said, all guys mess around. And what she doesn't know...
Not all guys.
She said, what she doesn't know doesn't hurt her.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked me again. And I go, you know what? All right. And I gave her my wife's phone number. And then I called my wife real quick and told her what was going on.
Oh, yeah. If you want my husband's phone number, you're going to expect me to call you.
Yep.
Because we don't... And the same thing with men. You know, just recently, a couple days ago, I got an email.
I got a story real quick.
Hold on. I got an email by somebody... emailing me saying he wants to spend a special day with me or special time with me. And yeah. I was like, does this guy have a fucking death wish?
But listen to this. I've also been accused of something I haven't done before.
Oh, that one time.
Yeah, so one night we're laying...
This is a coincidental thing that happened. Listen to this.
One night we're laying down, we're watching TV, and my cell phone rings. So, like always, I'm married to my wife. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I tell her, hey, can you answer that for me? Because it was closer to her. So she answers it, and it's some girl. And the girl says, hey, can I talk to the white guy that's there? And my wife says, what?
Oh, yeah, she didn't even give a name.
No, she said, white guy? What do you mean? She's like, tall white guy with tattoos all over, blonde hair, green eyes, and that's me. And my wife's like,
No, that's not you. That was the description that
but
fit you.
But it fit me. Yeah, it fit me. Description fit me. So my wife looks right at me, and she's like, what? Well, who's this? And she's like, oh, I've been seeing him and da-da-da. So they talk for about 15 minutes. My wife is fuming. She's looking at me. I'm going, I don't even know this, Brad. Someone's trying to set me up. What's going
on? We had just got done having sex in the living room, too.
Yeah, I was leaving that part out.
No, I'm going to say it. I don't care. We had just got done. This was late at night. Kids are asleep. And we had just got done having sex. And we're just hanging out watching TV. And in fact, she even said... yeah, he just left. We were hanging out together at a bar.
No, the thing that saved me is the last... They talked for 30 minutes. She was accusing me. The thing that saved me is the lady said, we actually just left the bar, and he gave me his new cell phone number, and this is it. And my wife's like, okay, can you really describe this guy to me? And so they started describing. I think she sent you a picture on the phone or something. And it was someone completely different. But I almost got the shit into that stick.
Oh, I almost put a bullet in his head and then went to meet her and put a bullet in her head. Like, I was so pissed off. And I know because... Let's say, you know, my husband didn't cheat and none of that was true, which is not. But at the same time, this homewrecker is calling and has the balls to ask for my husband.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You have the balls to call and ask for my husband? But then, what was his name? Like, Randolph, some shit like that. And I was fuming. Like, literally, as I'm speaking to her, I'm putting my clothes back on. I'm putting my shoes on.
Shooting me daggers. If looks could kill, I'd have been dead on the floor.
And I'm like looking at him like, wait till I'm off the phone. I'm going to kill you. And you have nowhere to run and hide.
I thought someone was setting me up. I didn't even realize that it was just an actual, someone gave him a wrong phone number. Yeah, coincidence. That he gave her a wrong phone number. He met her. He's cheating on her. And he gave her a wrong phone number. But in the beginning, I thought I was being set up.
You guys should have seen the look on my husband's face. Let's say, it's not deer in headlights. It was so confused.
Yeah, because that's not me, and that it bothers.
You know, if you're guilty, you will look like a deer in headlights. It wasn't even that. It was this confusion on his face that kind of made me stop for a minute and be like, okay.
I'm so glad I had you ask her, too. That's what it was. I remember I said, really? So I met with her. Ask her when the last time we met. And she said, oh, it was tonight, just 30 minutes ago at the bar. And
while we were having sex in the living room.
Yeah, we had been together all day. Not just that. We had been together the entire day, thank God.
So, I mean, you know, when you're that pissed off, you don't look at statistics of what really happened. You just go off of what someone says and you just want to fucking bury them
in
their own shit. And that's, I was so mad. I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, it was a coincidence, and this guy happened to meet the similar description of my husband, and I had fire coming out of my ears. Like, fire was literally coming out of my ears. I was so mad. I was like, oh, not only does he have the balls to do that, but this bitch has the balls to call me.
So, ladies and men, there are times where it is just a coincidence, or there is times where it is a mistake, or there is times where there's other people trying to set you up or set your significant other up, and they're not actually doing anything.
And be careful of exes. I mean, there are some exes that are cool, but I don't believe... Let me know what you guys think. That's another thing I want you guys to tell me. Let me know what you guys think about exes and if they should be in the lives of current relationship you have right now.
Or
like,
even better, what if you have an ex and you don't have kids or any like that, you just were with her for a while, and then those people still go visit your family and stuff. I've seen that where actual like...
Yes, we've been through it.
No, we haven't.
Your ex still did. But yeah, we don't think it's cool that, you know, they should. I think when there's a reason why you're called a fucking ex. You don't go visit your ex's family. You don't go visit your ex's friends. You don't hang out with them and expect the other person to be okay with that and not to feel comfortable with it. We've both been through it before and put a stop to it right away, because that's what an ex is. When you're a fucking ex, I mean, even if there is kids involved in it, keep it to a minimum and make sure your significant other is involved, as much involved in that relationship with parenting as you are. Because once that significant other gets excluded and you're still communicating with your ex over a child, that's just an excuse your ex is using to keep you around as a child, and the kid gets stuck in the middle of bullshit. So just make sure that the significant other is involved with your relationship if there's a child. If not, there's no reason why an ex should still be in your fucking life, and there's no reason why an ex should still be contacting your family and friends and hanging out with them. That is not cool in our eyes, especially in my eyes. That's fucking cheating. That's why it's called an ex. A big E, capital E, and a capital fucking X. Like, enough is enough. Get the fuck out of our lives and be done with it. And that's how you guys should be too. Put your foot down. And if your significant other is not okay with it, then maybe there's something going on between that person and the ex, and that either you should make an exit out of the relationship, or you should enforce the ex to make an exit and stop being the third wheel. Because that's all they are, is a fucking third wheel, and they're really annoying. But yeah, I mean, overall, cheating is not good. Cheating is not cool. Cheating is not fun. I don't think anybody should go through with it. I don't think anyone deserves to be cheated on. If you're that fucking dog or the bitch or the homewrecker that is, you know, causing all these problems and cheating, I believe you deserve everything that comes to you. And I'm bluntly saying this. Just like I told, you know, that bitch that contacted me, offered to pay me a lot of money to put a black magic spell on her ex while he is in a current relationship with somebody and they're about to have their first child together. No, I straightforward called her a fucking homewrecker. I told her to go home. I told her to fucking leave me the fuck alone. And if she emails me one more time, let's just say that it's not going to end up well with her. And, you know, demonic attacks are not really cool. So, you know, just we're very serious, especially me. You guys know how I am with relationships. You don't need a third wheel. You don't need an ex. You don't need somebody, even somebody new to be in your life as a third wheel. It's not cool. And if you think, you know, if you're one of those dogs that think, hey, man, I'm a fucking player. Well, you know what? Play your dick all the way to the other side of town, because if I catch your ass, you're done. Like, it's not cool. You know what I'm saying? So, players, homewreckers, bitches, whores, sluts, punks, guys, girls, females, women, men, doesn't matter. Cheating is not cool. Don't fucking do it. If you feel like somebody is cheating your significant other or somebody you know might be cheated on, let me know. I'd be happy to do a reading. I'll find out and get into it and let you know. As well as if you feel like they might be influenced by some kind of a black magic spell, the dark side, demonic attachments, maybe somebody did some kind of ritual to do a mind control on this person to either cheat or is about to cheat or has been cheating. You know, I'd be happy to help you guys out. The only people I don't help out, and if you fucking contact me, I am going to blast you all over the internet and I'm going to expose you for the piece of shit that you are. If you contacting me, asking me to help you to put a black magic spell on somebody that's already taken, to pull that person away from the other person and for them to be with you. Number one, that's not cool. And number two, you don't want a relationship that's not real. Because if I put that person under a mind control black magic spell and they end up being with you, ask yourself this. Would you like to be in a fake relationship? No, because no, that's all it is. It's a fake relationship.
What happens when a spell breaks?
They can't hear you.
I said also, what happens when the spell breaks?
What happens when the spell breaks? Yeah, that person ends up waking up?
No, like in other words, let's say you pay someone to put a spell on them, right? And then someone pays you to take it off. Now you've been with this guy for 4 years and he really doesn't have anything to do with you or care about you, and now he's awake.
Oh yeah, once the spell breaks and they wake up, there's two things that can happen. Only two things. Number one, they will either decide to stay with you, which is maybe 5% out of 95%. And then the 95%, they leave. So your relationship was a fake this whole time. They leave. Because they're awake now. If you're under a black magic spell, you're not yourself. That means somebody is controlling you like a puppet. But once that spell is broken, you are no longer their puppet. There is a really good chance you're going to leave. You're not going to want to be with that person. And it will upset you. It will upset the person that's been under a black magic spell. But then again, goes back to what I was saying. Who would want to be in a relationship that's fake? Who would want to be in a relationship that the other person is under a black magic spell and you're controlling like a puppet? Right. But then it's fake, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be in a fake relationship that's under a black magic spell.
Yep.
I mean, even though you tell me all the time I put a love spell on you. I did not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys, you know, see what's going on in your relationship or somebody that you know. And if you feel like something is off and you want to look into it, definitely give me a send me an email at monicaspiritqueen.com.
Ooh, you almost said give me a call.
I almost said, give me a call, because I'm so used to saying that to my clients. Like, when I make an appointment, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, at this date and this time, just give me a call.
And then you would have yelled at them if they would have called you and they were a new client without a schedule.
Yeah, don't call me.
You just set them up for failure.
Don't call me. I don't accept phone calls without appointments.
Wasn't 4th of July yesterday? Why are they still doing fireworks?
Because they're idiots. They're complete, utter fucking idiots out there. Oh my
God, all month long. It's driving me crazy.
Since the beginning of June until now, they're still doing fire. You know what I say? I hope that fireworks backfires on them and it fucking burns their asses. Just blows them up.
They're
I don't
lucky
care.
My dogs are around guns all the time, because if it made my dogs nervous, I'd have been a lot more mad.
Yeah. But
they're used to the booms.
They're used to it, but it gives me a headache. Yeah. I've had a headache for like a whole month.
Not only that.
Just from the fireworks.
I don't know what kind of fireworks you guys have in your cities, but in Las Vegas, like in Pahrump and stuff in Nevada, you can buy actual real fireworks like the pyrotechnicians have. The ones that you shoot out of a canister into the air and they explode like a big ass bomb.
Yeah. So if you guys are hearing booming sounds out there right now, they're still doing fireworks and I hope they fucking get blown up. I can't, you know, I can't handle ignorance no matter what in a person. If you're going to be that dumb and brainless and ignorant and not care about other people, especially during fireworks, what, 9:30 already on a Sunday? I don't even let people contact me on weekends, yet alone doing fireworks around me at this late at night on a weekend. They're fucking ignorant. Anyways, well, thank you guys so much for joining us. And I want to hear from you guys what situation you guys have been in or still in. And again, if you want a reading, which I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to be start emailing me and asking me questions about, you know, and don't send me a long email. Just, you know, hey, Monica, I'm looking to get a reading on this and this, and that's it. That's all I need. Don't send me a book, and make sure you leave your phone number, because without a phone number, I don't know how many times this past fucking couple of years I've been stressing about this. I am fucking over it. I think, you know, the next person that sends me, and this is how I think it's going to work out. This is how I think people are going to open their eyes and their ears and listen to what I'm telling them to actually do. It's simple instructions. Go to MonicaSpiritQueen.com. That's MonicaSpiritQueen.com.
What is it?
I'm going to kick your ass. MonicaSpiritQueen.com. It is spelled as you say it. MonicaSpiritQueen.com. And leave your phone number and one or two brief sentences of why you contacted me and what kind of help that you need. I think from now on, every email we get without a phone number and a book, they send me a book without a phone number. I don't read books, so even if you have a phone number without a book, I'll just delete it. I'm fucking fed up with it. But I think from now on, I'm going to end up putting black magic spells on those who send me a phone, an email without a book. I mean, without a phone number. Maybe that way they could go on social media and let others know and warn them that Monica's not playing any
now
games
just
anymore.
You confused them because you said...
No, I don't do it to
you
those...
You said the ones that don't do a book. I mean, a call, a number. So now they're going to not understand.
Well, I fixed myself.
Number. Yeah, but you're going to get those slow pokes.
Okay,
that are
one
send
last
you a
time.
Book and be like, I sent you a book. I did what was right.
Okay, let me say this one more time loud and clear. Do not send me a book. I don't read it. And I've had those who contacted me in the email with the book and a phone number. I don't read it. And then when I call you back, don't ask me to read what you sent me, because I'm going to hang up on you and I'm going to block you and then send a demon after you. Like, I don't play those games. So don't send me a book. Send me one or two sentences of what the message is, why you're contacting me, why you want my help, with your phone number, and make sure you answer it. Make sure you answer it, because if you don't answer, and you know, people's excuse these days is, I didn't know if it was a telemarketer or not. I don't give a shit if it's a telemarketer, hang up
on them.
But if you're expecting me to fucking call you, I'm expecting you to answer your goddamn
and
phone.
If you don't answer, she's just going to move down the list. What you guys don't understand is she has a very, very long list. And she doesn't do everybody. She picks very, very few cases out of these lists. Trust and believe that.
Yeah, I don't contact everybody back, especially
not
when I feel
far.
Like you guys
far.
Are just going to try to joke around and not take this serious. I'm taking serious inquiries only. So if I feel like in the email that, you know, either you don't have the money to pay me for my services, because again, nobody works for free, and I don't fucking work for free, so stop fucking asking me that. Maybe I might fucking send a demonic attachment on your ass next time you ask me that question. Or if you fucking send me an email without a phone number, it's common sense. If you're asking somebody for help, make sure you have your fucking goddamn phone number and a legit phone number that's attached to you, that I'm going to communicate directly to you.
Maybe we should take him to the store next time we go, to your psychic store where you purchase all your stuff, and let him see the prices and what you're actually purchasing and the things that you have to get. And then maybe people will have an idea.
Well, no, because I'm done bending over backwards for people.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a really good idea, but I don't need to, I'm here providing services and help.
Right.
I don't need to bend over backwards for anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's something I will not be doing, is bending over backwards for anybody. So either you respect me and you're going to get the same respect back, or you want to act like a dick or think that I owe you something and I don't because you're coming to me for help. Let's just say your life is going to be miserable after that, because I am done playing games. Maybe if I start teaching people a lesson, then they'll start learning and they can go on social media. You guys could go tweet about it, go cry about it. I don't give a shit because I'm over it. I am done with these games with people. So you're either going to be serious, and if you're not, and if you're going to take me as a joke, I'm going to treat you like a joke, and my demons are going to have a field day with you. Anyways, I love you guys. Take care. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe on my channel and my podcast. Your monthly support means everything to me. It helps me keep my podcast going. It helps me keep my channel going with my members. So, you know, I'm always doing a podcast on my channel together at the same time, so you guys don't miss a beat on any of my episodes. I love you guys. Take care, and I'll see you guys next time.